Welcome back to Community Radio. This is your host, Jack Monroe. Today we'll be interviewing Jared Hartzell, a Goucher student who has worked in many places, including on campus. But today we will be focusing on the times he messed up during his work. Okay, Jared, so where did you work?
I worked at the Public Works for my town.
Was there a company name or you work for the city?
Pretty much for the city, the Nazareth Public Works.
Now, what did you do at your job?
I pretty much did everything from paving roads to painting curbs. It was mostly just, like, manual labor.
Sounds like a lot of fun. Have you ever messed up at your job?
I did mess up a couple of times. I was never good at painting. Really fucked that up a lot. First time, I spilled paint. I was picking it up off the truck, and I spilled literally half of this fucking 6-gallon paint. And there was this huge yellow just splatter on the side of the street, and I told my boss, and he's like, you gotta paint it black. I'm just like, I have to paint the road black? So we go back with this black paint, spray paint, and I'm literally just like sitting there with this paintbrush painting the street black. Like, I had to get the smaller parts of the spray paint. I felt like a dumbass just painting the street black.
Now, did you get paid while you're repainting the road, or was that... But unfortunately, he had to take a trip to fit his work schedule, and he was away this weekend. I do not know if he messed up in his work completely, but I do know he messed up because of his work. My parents' anniversary is on December 29th. My dad had to work all through Christmas, up until the 30th of December. He was too scared to tell my mom that he had work. He went away and left her alone for Christmas and their anniversary, and he told her after he left. Talk about messing up. However, my parents are still together, and nothing really happened after that. Of course, my mom was sad, but he has not missed a Christmas or an anniversary since then. That concludes it for this week's interviews. Thank you, and have a good day.